Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's June 30th, 2014, and let's get straight into our news tonight. President Obama has addressed the nation, and I guess the world for that matter, talking about immigration reform, and now we have this article. Obama pledges to redirect immigration enforcement, conceding defeat on the overhaul. The action, which beefs up efforts to stem illegal immigration across the border, could slow efforts to deport undocumented immigrants already in the country. Is one of series of executive actions Obama will pledge since the House decided not to take up immigration legislation this year. So let's hear from the man himself, his thoughts on the issue.
I am prepared to work with them even on a bill that I don't consider perfect. And the Senate bill was a good example of the capacity to compromise and get this done. The only thing I can't do is stand by and do nothing while waiting for them to get their act together. And I want to repeat what I said earlier. If House Republicans are really concerned about me taking too many executive actions, the best solution to that is passing bills.
So did you hear what he said, that they that he's referring to in that clip is the Republican Party? If they would just do what I want them to do, do what I tell them to do, then I wouldn't sign executive actions. If they would do this, if they would do that, if they had let me launch these unconstitutional wars, I wouldn't have to sign executive actions. Well, that's why you have, you know, opposing parties, Mr. President, so you can have checks and balances. So not one branch can have any power over the other branches, so you can have a nice consistent level playing field, not just people to be your yes men like all the other people who are in your White House. But people said no to something, not yes men, but no men. The Supreme Court came out and they said, no, Hobby Lobby does not have to pay for your abortion. Supreme Court rules in favor of Hobby Lobby on contraception. On Monday, the Supreme Court ruled 5-4 in favor of Hobby Lobby in a case challenging the Obamacare contraceptive mandate. So contraception is a piece of this, but the larger issue is that Hobby Lobby just does not want to be involved with abortion. They said, hey, Sally, who works in floral, if you want to go out there and be Miss Wild Girl, you need to handle your own business yourself. We don't want anything to do with that. So good for you, Hobby Lobby, standing on your religious freedoms. And in a country of people who consider themselves to be liberals and free thinkers and were acceptive to other points of view, we have this article. F you. Left-wingers want to burn down Hobby Lobby after the Supreme Court win. Now, I will caution you that some of the things we're about to look at are quite explicit. So let's look at some of these tweets. Sandra McMahon writes, F you, Hobby Lobby, you narrow-minded anti-women pieces of excrement. But not to be outdone, we have R.B. Blair. High Court rules in favor of Hobby Lobby. What the F is the Supreme Court smoking? But, you know, you have to have the people who always call for the violent rhetoric. So we have Geesley Crow, Hobby Lobby, time to burn that excrement down. So all these people who consider themselves to be tolerant of other people's views and lifestyles say, hey, if you have a lifestyle or a view that I don't agree with, your establishment needs to be burned to the ground. And then you see the violent rhetoric. Just like after Sandy Hook, the unfortunate situation there, you had people calling for the death of NRA members' children. NRA, you don't know what it's like to lose a child, so you need to have your children murdered. So it's always these liberals who are actually authoritarians trying to tell you how to run your life. But one thing that I'm not so much against, Ron Paul is saying, hey, come out here and celebrate this country by taking it back. And I'm very much pro in favor of that because myself and Joe Biggs, we were at the border this past weekend. And we come across the Border Patrol agent, and I'm not mad at the guy, the Border Patrol guy we saw at the checkpoint, but it's just the fact that they're bringing the people in from these South American countries or these Central American countries. They contact them at the border, and then they say, hey, here's your order to appear in court, but here's your ticket, your bus ticket, to anywhere inside the continental United States. So if you're supposed to appear in court in South Texas to be deported, and you get a bus ticket to, let's say, Washington State, do you really think these people are going to go all the way back to South Texas to get deported? No. So you have to make these little steps, and I guess it's not so much a little step, just make a line in the sand and do what you have to do to take this country back. Celebrate Independence Day by opposing government tyranny.
What should be a celebration of the courage of those who risk so much to oppose tyranny will instead be turned into a celebration of government, not liberty. The mainstream media and opportunistic politicians have turned Independence Day into the opposite of what was intended. The idea of opposing, by force if necessary, a tyrannical government has been turned into a celebration of tyrannical government itself. The evidence is all around us.
So that was some Texas straight talk with Ron Paul. And I think, at least for me, a good way to celebrate my 4th of July would be to purchase another firearm. But they need some Texas straight talk in New York because they're having all these gun buyback programs and they're getting a measly 30 firearms or so, which I guess may be a good sign. Maybe people are holding on to their firearms. A New York gun buyback scheme turned into a complete flop after it was protested by a Second Amendment activist group and netted just 30 firearms in total, some of which were broken BB guns. The Second Amendment activists were on scene to inform residents that they could instead sell their guns to a licensed FFL dealer in return for fair value cash and that the weapons would remain in circulation. So basically what happens a lot of times, these people go to these gun buyback things and they turn in their grandpa's antique firearms, or maybe their dad died and they left them a nice assortment of hunting rifles. They go turn them in to the sheriff's department, whoever's hosting the gun buyback, and they get a little $30 Walmart gift card. Meanwhile, the gun may be worth several thousand dollars in some cases. And for all you people out there, I can't speak so much to New York, but in Arizona, if you turn in a gun to a gun buyback program, they resell your gun. So you turn it in to the police station or the sheriff or whoever, and you expect them, I guess, to destroy the gun or lock it up. I'm not sure what people think happened to these things. But no, they're going to turn around and sell it, at least in Arizona. So be wary of that, that if your gun's going to be resold anyway, you might as well sell it to the FFL, who will give you a decent price for it. Blackwater threatened to kill State Department official in Iraq. An internal State Department memorandum featured by the New York Times Monday reveals how the investigator, John C. Richter, alerted his superiors following the incident, only 2 weeks before Blackwater mercenaries shot and killed 17 Iraqi civilians. According to Richter, a diplomatic security special agent, Baghdad's Blackwater project manager, Daniel Carroll, threatened to kill him at the end of a month-long investigation. So this just goes to show the things that can happen, the unaccountability when you have these private mercenaries. And that's by no means saying that our current military is blameless. They definitely are not that. But when you get these private contractors to come in there, they can pretty much do whatever they want. And that's even what the guy's saying here, is like, hey, I'll kill you in this desert and nobody's ever going to find out about it, or we'll shoot you and just say you got shot by some insurgent. So these are the type of things you have to worry about with these private contractors, and these guys are becoming more and more prevalent. And all they do is they change their name and they just keep going on about their business. And speaking about changing names, Saudi and CIA terror army declares caliphate on Ramadan. The Islamic State of Iraq and al-Sham, ISIS, the terror army supported by Saudi Arabia, the CIA, and trained by the Pentagon, has declared a caliphate in the Middle East. It has changed its name to the Islamic State, or the Islamic State, dispensing with Iraq, Sham, and the Levant. The announcement was made on the first day of Ramadan, the Muslim holy day. And basically they go on to say that all Muslims need to pay their allegiance to them, get down with us, get down or lay down kind of deal. So you have these terror groups running around, and the photo that's on Infowars.com shows a map that they released this past weekend saying that we're going to control all of that. And yeah, good luck with all that, you CIA-funded terror groups. So we'll end tonight with this. Professor body slammed by cop for refusing to show ID.
Let me see your ID, or you will be arrested for failing to provide ID.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. That is the law.
The ASU officer says Orr repeatedly refused orders, and as he attempts to handcuff her, the struggle intensifies.
Stop fighting me and put your hand behind
me. Give up! Stop touching me!
Put your hand
behind
me!
Professor Orr, wearing a dress, is left exposed while on the ground.
And this is what the police state looks like. This is not some fictitious thing that's coming down the road 20 years from now. It's very much alive and well in the United States of America today. Because these are not isolated incidents. This happened in Arizona. This has happened in Austin, Texas. It also happened in New York. And these are just the things that we know about. I'm sure it happens more often than this. People jaywalking, people not obeying the traffic control devices, they get handcuffed, thrown to the ground, and it's just a normal day because this officer felt disrespected. This is what happens in this country. This is what they do with their police resources. And I always have to put the disclaimer out there, there are plenty good police, military, but it's guys like this that just make you look bad. So this is what they do with their resources. But here at InfoWars.com, we try to bring you the best with our resources. That's why you need to go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get yourself a 15-day free trial. You get the Alex Jones Show, the nightly news, the special reports, the rants, and so much more at PrisonPlanet.tv. So stay tuned, because after this break, we'll have a special report. John Bound is detailing the immigration scandal in Falfurrias, Texas. And also, we have the special report from The Vault, Charlie Sheen's 20 Minutes with the President. This is the InfoWars Nightly News.
Alex Jones here to break down some exciting developments in the area of research concerning supplemental iodine. It's nothing less than phenomenal. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. And I used some of the mainline iodine supplements, and they upset my stomach, and I had some issues with it. Until I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group, who I was already interviewing as an expert on my radio show, and I began taking the product before he actually rolled it out. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals that are incredibly powerful that no one else has as a source for their iodine from between 7 and 12,000 feet, literally drilled out of the ground. You put it on a hot plate, and it turns into the pure gas. No one else has 99.99% pure iodine. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. I was over 270 pounds. And with the iodine, exercise, and better diet, I have lost now more than 50 pounds total, and I'm continuing to lose the weight. I have more energy, my libido, all this crap came out of my skin. I believe our research is conclusive. This is the best iodine out there. And I know this for a fact. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating. This is trailblazing. And the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
These cities just above the U.S.-Mexico border don't receive any federal funding. The law-abiding, land-owning residents of towns such as Falfurrias, Texas, are overrun by a tsunami of illegals as a result of what's called the funnel effect. The militarization of the border, which includes checkpoints, barriers, and security technology, diverts the human smuggling operations into treacherous, searing, and rugged terrain that delivers many illegal aliens to their deaths. And ranch owners and Texas Border Volunteer founders Mike and Linda Vickers contending with the outcome. What they are about to tell you may cause alarm, because America isn't simply being invaded by countries south of its border. It is increasingly being invaded by countries from all over the world.
Can you speak about your organization, explain where some of your volunteers come from and who they are?
Actually, we even have a lot of out-of-staters, Nebraska, Massachusetts, North Carolina, Oklahoma, many from Florida. Part of our mission is to enforce or help assist Border Patrol and other law enforcement entities out here. We will post out on these heavily trafficked areas and report specific numbers to Border Patrol, specific locations, and they have learned that we're a big help. We're like extra eyes and ears out here. We also, a big part of our mission is awareness, and we do many speaking engagements to let people know exactly what's going on out here and what we're seeing, despite what others say in high political offices that the border is safe, these border towns are safe. It is not.
Our ranch gate is 69 miles north of the bridge in Hidalgo that goes into Reynosa, Mexico.
A little over a day's walk.
Well, actually, most of these people don't walk 69 miles. They all pay a criminal organization, mainly the cartels, big money to be brought up here and let out south of this Border Patrol checkpoint, 4.5 miles south of our ranch on U.S. Highway 281. So they're all contributing to organized crime by paying large sums of money to be brought in here. And to give you an example, the Chinese are paying $50,000. The Indians are paying $10,000 to $20,000. All the Central Americans, the average is about $7,000. So, and the Mexicans, especially southern Mexico, are paying $3,000. So it's a huge, huge money event for the cartels, probably even more lucrative than the drug business.
What percentage are you seeing from places other than South and Central America?
The Border Patrol and Homeland Security categorize the people that are not from Mexico as other than Mexicans. And prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. A lot of Central Americans, but really from all over the world. And we were informed last night that that number has escalated to 80%. So, and this is a fact. So most of the people that we encounter here, a larger percentage of them are people from other countries other than Mexico.
And we're not told about the special interest aliens. We have had Somalians here once they got on that special alien list. They won't tell us that anymore, but there have been Somalians, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Chinese, you name it, we've had it here.
We've also found evidence that people from these special interest countries, in particular Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran, are coming through our property. During one of our Texas Border Volunteer operations last year, we had a group of 10. We spotted, we followed them, informed the Border Patrol where they were going to come out on the highway. Border Patrol were not able to respond fast enough. They climbed the fence and loaded up and left and were not caught. But as one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped a package. And that package was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? You must pay in dollars. So we know that special interest countries, in particular countries like Pakistan or Afghanistan, that are not particularly friendly with our country, are slipping through here under the disguise of and under the all this other activity that's going on where these families are giving up and the Border Patrol resources are being compromised. So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
Besides that Iranian money being found in a bailout vehicle up here, four Syrians, which is not, you know, public news yet, but four Syrians were apprehended on the Rio Grande River a couple days ago. We're never divulged the special interest aliens. But I think it's time America gets alarmed. They've already come through here. It's us as the humanitarian crisis, yeah. And it's an OTM crisis. It just take out the factor of the women and children. It's an other than Mexican crisis right now. We're, you know, being invaded by third world country people, and in those third world country people are the special interest aliens. And our borders are porous. They feel like they're wide open right now. And that's a dangerous scenario.
But I did discover, and I think this is laid out very clearly in the blog, that among the human trafficking going on in Belize is a large number of Lebanese males coming into the country with passports from Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Afghanistan, and are given brand new identities, brand new names, and using handlers, handled off ultimately into America with a very dangerous package. Now, that surprised me. That shocked me.
Please join us tomorrow as we delve into the range of diseases making their way up from the Mexican-U.S. border. For InfoWars Nightly News, I'm John Baum.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
No warning signs that I'm aware of.
And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public.
President Bush was told in August that Osama bin Laden might be planning an attack involving the hijacking.
Could have predicted.
Nobody in our government, at least.
The, August 6th, PDP.
I believe the title was bin Laden determined to attack inside the United States.
70% of family members' questions were never answered during the 9/11 Commission report.
Lee Hamilton and Thomas Keene said they were set up to fail.
I mean, I'm a member of the commission. It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
The questions, Mr. President. The questions.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
Building 7. Freefall collapse.
Well, no, there's number 7 coming down. The excitement and the fun that people get watching an old building being demolished, and they wired very carefully for days, and it's a very careful operation.
Third time today. It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
This one of the things to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7 in the World Trade Center complex, is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
The Pentagon. Vanishing airplane.
My close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
firefighters and police describing explosions. A lot of them.
The secondary explosion. We've got numerous people covered with dust from the secondary explosion.
Just floor by floor, it's not a popping out.
It was like, it was if they had detonated.
If
they were planned to take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
Looks sort of like the building just demolished.
Even if there was no secondary explosives in the building.
Kind of like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
Chief Albert Turry told me that he tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after, there was another explosion in one of the towers here.
Sibel Edmonds, FBI translator, breaking her gag order.
All our intimate relationship with bin Laden and Taliban, we did carry very intimate relationship with these people all the way up to September 11.
Bin Laden was spirited into this military hospital in Rawalpindi for kidney dialysis treatment. The military had him surrounded. They were saying that Osama bin Laden had to be watched carefully and looked after.
NORAD standing down. Where were the planes?
On now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence.
The E-4Bs over New York and Washington, otherwise known as the Doomsday Planes.
It has never been officially explained.
Cell phones working at impossible altitudes. Solicitor General Ted Olson receiving phone calls that the FBI says were never made.
What happened during that call? This is the only information we have on these terrorists.
She was able to call him twice. How she could pull that off, we don't know, but she did.
These are the questions, Mr. President. These are the questions. They go on and on.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter to you, 20 minutes with the President, and if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. We have questions, Mr. President. Lots of questions. A lot of them are detailed in my letter, but trust me, there are hundreds of more questions. As my letter chronicles, sir, the 9/11 Commission itself says they were lied to, deceived, and essentially prevented from carrying out a real investigation. The people of the United States and the world demand the truth, sir.
We have to continuously ask questions. That's what a patriot does. That's what a true American does. We ask questions.
You, sir, have the power as well as the responsibility to initiate a truly independent congressional investigation into the events of 9/11 as well as its aftermath. We want our country back, Mr. President. Therefore, I'm not just calling on you and your team. I'm calling on each and every American citizen to wake up, stand up, and demand the truth. We're counting on you, Mr. President. Be on the right side of history.
Saying that they weren't asking to block an investigation.
An investigation must not interfere with the ongoing efforts to prevent the next attack.
Senator Tom Daschle said last week that you called him several times and urged him not to investigate the events of September 11.
Tom's wrong. He has, a misinterpretation.
Well, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Be sure to stop by PrintedPlanet.tv and get your 15-day free trial. I'm Jakari Jackson, and we'll see you again tomorrow night.
C-
celebrate the spirit of freedom and liberty upon which our nation was founded at InfoWarsShop.com. Molon Lave is ancient Greek for come and take it. This popular design combines both classic Greek Spartan imagery with modern M16 assault rifles. Now available in women's tees and proudly made in the USA. And now you can protect yourself from corrupt cops with the InfoWars dash cam. It's your car's black box that records all that the driver sees and hears. And introducing the Block It Pocket. It renders your phone undetectable while protecting your private data and your health. Or take back your privacy and protect your personal information by getting your very own detractor cell phone pouch. So get incredibly high quality freedom-based products and help fund the revolution at InfoWarsShop.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.